This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Alarmed by the CBS disaster, Bill Belichick insiders are leaking that his girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, is a runaway train. You think? She saw an opening and she took it, the insider added, of how Hudson, 24, inserted herself into every aspect of her 73-year-old boyfriend's life and career. By the way, only a 49-year age difference, but who am I to judge? This is what everybody's talking about, by the way. Belichick's doing an interview with CBS. Girlfriend's off to the side, okay, so she's not a part of the interview. Not supposed to be anyway. And then this happened.
Everybody in the world seems to be following this relationship. How do you deal with that?
Never been too worried about what everybody else thinks. Just try to do what I feel like is best for me and what's right.
How did you guys meet?
Not talking about this.
No?
No.
It's a topic neither one of them is comfortable commenting on.
I'm sure. Yeah, let me tell you why. Because she stalked him, that's why. No, she had a beat on him. She knows he's got money. Yeah, that's why. She don't want to talk. She didn't, you know what? She hooked him and reeled him in. And if he told the story, it would be obvious to everybody who consumed it, except probably poor Bill. Because, you know, the 49-year age difference. Where's he going to get a hot chick like this? Who's not crazy? Even at his age with the money. Anyway, he was doing an interview about his new book, The Art of Winning. Shutting down the conversation. When correspondent Tony DeCapole asked how the couple met. Oh, and she went full ragey. Nope, we're not talking about it. She barked. Okay, you know what? As long as he's happy. I can tell, though, watching her, so could everybody else. She's not. Hey, speaking of not being happy, folks, you want to know what the future holds? Okay, look at this. You pay attention to what's going on in Spain right now. Oh, it's glorious. Do you know what happened in Spain? Well, they hit and made a big deal out of it. 100% renewable powered grid. Yeah, it was historic on April 16th. You hear about this? Showing it could be done. Spain, for the first time ever, was able to meet the country's energy needs by powering its national grid with 100% clean, renewable power, including wind, solar, and hydroelectric energy, proving that all it took was the will to get there. Well, how's that going? Not so good. Yeah, that was back on April 16th. Now it's April 29th, and the country is in the dark. The country is in the dark, folks. And here's the funny thing that they don't tell you when they're trying to get you to switch your grid over to renewables. Normally, if the grid went down, right, and it was powered by, say, like coal and natural gas, well, you could just refire the grid, right, and it would come on. They had to, Spain's grid operator, Red Eléctrica, has had to unplug their grid from the European grid. Seems to be roughly the equivalent of like, I don't know what's wrong with the computer, honey. Just unplug it. I don't know. Reboot it. Except you can't reboot when you run off of renewables because they're not powerful enough. You can't reboot. Not easily. Not easily. So now what? Well, power went out, smack in the middle of rush hour, country ground to a halt, and well, you know, tried living in a cave. That's what it's like. We keep electing left-wingers. We'll find out soon enough. Anyway, mass multi-country blackouts. Spain, Portugal, oh, it's a mess. It's a mess. By the way, they're lying about it. They're saying there was some sort of, you know, photovoltaic event, some sort of strange weather. Yeah, no, the weather was very nice. It wasn't even particularly hot. They made it 2 weeks as they're trying to figure out how to turn the power back on. They're now calling it over-reliance on renewables. Folks, you can't run a grid entirely on renewables. And you know what the thing is? If you tell the left that, and you even demonstrate it to them with science, because science does not matter to these people, they'll simply ignore you. They'll just ignore you and try it anyway. Why? Because if the power goes out, win-win for them. When you consider the purpose is to destroy the self-sufficiency of Western nations and to exfiltrate the manufacturing, to push it out of the country, get rid of the well-paying jobs and induce government dependency. Why would they care if it worked? And the benefit of a rolling blackout, as we've seen in Venezuela, is they can use it for political control. If you're not well-behaved, well, we're going to have to ration energy, save the planet. We can control individual parts of the grid right down to your box. They will be able to in the future. You know, your last name starts with the wrong letter, or you're not well-behaved, and electricity might not come on in your house. It's great. So anyway, we wish them the best. Hope they get this fixed. By the way, seeing this will not slow the left down in this country one iota. We have 40% less coal right now in this country in use than when Barack Obama took office. Electricity prices alone during the Biden administration went up 29%. By design, I put even more off limits. Trying to get to the glory Spain has achieved. By the way, you know what the cool thing is? If you're a leftist, when the whole power grid goes out in the middle of rush hour, and you're not going to have any manufacturing anymore, not that they had any left. You know the really cool thing is? You're finally completely green. There won't be any food or products after a while, but it's not a big deal.